Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
A reminder, if you need any of your Apple products fixed, there's one place to go, Computer Hardware in Lincoln, just south of 70th and O, also in Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. Go see Tripp and the team. 45 years in business at Computer Hardware, Nebraska's Apple store. He is triptastic.
The co.
Randy!
What are you eating over there?
Thank you.
You got a mouthful.
Donut. Probably a donut.
Swim got a donut over there.
What you come on? What are you eating?
Part of a donut.
Part of, sorry.
I don't eat it all
he
at
just
once.
Said that.
If you don't eat it all at once, it doesn't count.
I can't understand what he said.
Yeah, he had a part of a donut.
It was a fat-free donut.
It's a low-calorie donut, yeah.
Low-cal, gluten-free, fat-free donut.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Healthy donut, might say.
Yes. Asparagus donut.
Do you and Swim share a donut?
No, there's no sharing.
Well, he had his own donut.
Okay. Swim had his own donut.
He just hasn't finished the full donut yet.
No.
Saw this yesterday that, you know, we know that Mike Locksley is coming back to Maryland, right?
Yes.
How about that?
Tom Finelli reports from CBS Sports that Maryland fans, a portion believe there's a good chance that James Franklin potentially would be the coach there. He was the assistant there for 8 years under Ralph Friedgen. And they thought that just maybe he might come back and be the head coach. Franklin says, no, I'm going to Va Tech instead.
What does that mean that he's reporting that fans thought?
But maybe not just. There's some media out there also that thought that maybe James Franklin could be a potential candidate to be the Maryland coach, because at one point back in the 2000s, he was the supposed coach in waiting.
He was the coach in waiting
for Friedgen. He went to Vanderbilt instead.
I could see Maryland reaching out to him. Hey, do you want this job? If you do, you can have it.
And what would Franklin's agent say?
I don't see.
I'm good. Thanks, but no.
Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your, yes.
Something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Very, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like,
me.
What? Hold it. You're calling about me. I thought you were calling about somebody else. You wanted,
talk about Brent Pry?
Yeah. There was conversation that Brent Pry would come back as the D coordinator, because he was the D coordinator for him at Penn State. Imagine him coming back to a school he's got fired from.
That'd
as the D coordinator. It'd be kind of interesting.
He could do that. Right?
Kind of,
I mean, Vance Joseph is right, the DC for the Broncos. He was the head coach there for a while.
Exactly.
Came back. So it could happen.
Same thing at Arkansas.
Doc Sadler was fired by Nebraska, came back to be an assistant for Fred for a year. I mean,
good example.
It can happen.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah, but Franklin to Maryland is a pie in the sky.
It's not happening. So,
yeah. Which, by the way, is sort of a commentary on Maryland football. Huh. You can't get James Franklin.
I just go back to, you have to have, yeah, there's a lot of things you have to have, but wait, you got to have a fan base,
yeah.
And they don't have one.
No, they just
don't. They don't. No one goes to the game. No one. They just. You have to go to. You have to have a fan base. It's really hard to say we're gonna be really good, and we don't have a fan base. I mean,
Now that's the value of going to these trips and seeing the campus the night before the game, and going to the equivalent of Misty's and nobody being there.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
It is really, like, Nebraska fans would be taken aback, probably. Like, oh, this doesn't happen. No, it doesn't.
No.
It's not even close at Maryland.
Close. No, Nebraska's is in the 10 percentile, and they're in the top 3 or 4% of game day. I mean, it's really good. There's places that are probably more unique because they have more tailgating around it. It means there's more place where Nebraska is very landlocked,
yeah,
and you have to walk a great whatever. It's just a different type of thing.
Yeah.
But it just as far as like, but fandom, fans filling the place up. I mean, just you just expect it to be 88,000, 90,000 people there. So there's just a lot of things. If you don't have a fan base and you're trying to get a fan base cranked up too, that's a lot.
Well, it is, Bill. I mean, yeah,
Jake looks distracted.
And I see Raph out there.
Oh,
Raph's in the
Big So Maryland doesn't have that. There's some places in the Big Ten. Rutgers, what would you say about
Rutgers? No. If things are unbelievable, they will fill it up. I've seen some time, but no, not really. Purdue, no. They'll have some times, but no. Northwestern, no.
I will tell you again, value of going to these games.
Yeah, Michigan State.
I pulled into Purdue with Parker one time, and no, we go early, obviously. Yeah. You have to go early, is it, you know.
Media.
Yeah. But I thought for a second, did this game get called off?
Are we at the right stadium?
I was like, Parker, there's nobody around. There's nobody here. Because I went early. I'm like, yeah, but wouldn't there be somebody?
Some sign of life here? Yeah.
There, I remember going to Michigan State and thinking, what? We just pulled up like a couple blocks from the stadium and walked right in. It's like going to a UNK game.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's not like Nebraska everywhere. No. Not even close.
Not
in
even
some
close.
Places.
Not even close.
Yeah.
So,
there, yeah. And then
good luck, Maryland. You're not getting James Franklin. James Franklin's not going back.
Good
to
luck.
You. This is not 15 years ago, Maryland. This is 2025. They stink.
Can't Maryland get good though?
It'll be hard. They could have a run somewhere. Because before they got good under Locksley. He won 3 bowl games in a row.
Yeah, they
won
had
like 7-8 games.
I mean, Talia had 8 wins there, right?
Yeah, 7 or 8.
Tungavaloa had 8 wins.
Yeah, yeah. They were pretty good. They come in here and win.
They did beat Nebraska in rules first year.
Now the other question for you guys I have is their quarterback's name is Washington,
Malik Washington.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now he's got to be making $1 million, right?
I don't know.
He got to be
probably making pretty good money.
How many teams would try to come and get him and say, "What are you doing at Maryland?"
I don't know. Like I said, like that when you watch the film, is he a must-have
for some teams?
He's got skill.
He's not a bad player.
Big,
but I don't
strong
know if
player.
I don't know if he's a must-have.
Yeah, for so, I mean, I think for some teams you look at it and go, yeah, we can make that work.
But it's got to be somebody that's
okay.
Be
I'm.
Made.
I guess what it comes down to is I'm a little more impressed than you are. I like it. He's big, strong.
He has a chance to be a good quarterback.
He's got good potential.
Okay.
I like Malik. He's not great, but. I'm with
true
you.
Freshman.
People will probably seek him out in the portal this offseason.
Yeah, he looks like a future NFL player to me.
I don't know, but I'm not going that far.
I'm going that far.
Did you think Tolley would be? He's not in the NFL at all.
He's not. He never made it.
No. Nowhere to be found.
I don't think he even really got a tryout.
I don't think he got a free agency.
I don't think he even got a free agency.
I don't think he did.
Too small.
The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.